This is JIS News. Coming up, rainwater harvesting to become mandatory for all housing developments, government to upgrade sugar-producing communities, and Clarendon Parish Council commemorates Youth and Community Month. The details after the break. Stay with us.
A fooey time now.
It's man run things.
Cha, the two on wrong. A gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality.
Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Equal rights and justice for women and men in our society.
Yeah. Now the news. The National Rainwater Harvesting Policy is currently being strengthened to make it mandatory for all housing developments to facilitate rainwater harvesting, whether or not they are connected to a central water supply system. The policy currently requires persons undertaking developments to provide their own domestic water where there is no connection to the central water system. Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill says additional provisions are now being proposed. These will allow for the decentralized harvesting and storage of rainwater, as well as small-scale storage at the household level.
It is recognized that rainwater harvesting by individual property owners is one of the ways of reducing the demand on the public system. Consequently, the necessary capital outlay has to be identified to facilitate the conveyance of water resources to these and other centers of demand elsewhere in the country.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the recently held World Town Planning Day lecture in Kingston. The government has embarked on an infrastructural development project in sugar-producing communities. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says the funding for the initiative has been provided by the European Union. Minister Clark was speaking at the 76th annual conference of the Jamaica Association of Sugar Technologists in St. Anne recently. He says the EU-funded projects being implemented by the Sugar Transformation Unit are also giving new shape to the communities, with early childhood institutions and community complexes being constructed. The Clarendon Parish Council will be staging a number of activities aimed at guiding young people towards more responsible behaviors. The activities, which are in celebration of Youth and Community Month in November, will also target parents.
Part of the whole thrust also is to re-socialize and re-educate, starting with the schools, about the respect for national emblems, the symbols, the offices, and how we conduct ourselves in society. We'll be using these forums not only to interact with residents and tell them about what the tax dollars is used for, but also to get into the social behavior of our students and our parents and how we're able to protect them, because they're very vulnerable in today's society. So we'll be trying to now use this medium to re-energize, re-engage students and parents.
Mayor of Maypen, Councillor Sean Barnswell, speaking in an interview with JIS News. The parish council will be doing school visits from November 13 to 16 and carrying out repairs at the Anderson's Place of Safety on November 16. And an exhibition entitled Making Freedom, Riots, Rebellions and Revolutions was recently opened in London by the Jamaican High Commission. The exhibition was opened to mark the 175th anniversary of the 1838 emancipation of African slaves in the British West Indies. As an initiative of the Windrush Foundation, the exhibition seeks to present the stories of the men and women, including Jamaica's national hero Samuel Sharp, whose struggles for freedom across the British colonies helped to bring about the emancipation of millions of slaves. Jamaican High Commissioner to the UK Alun Ndombe Asamba says the exhibition will run at the Royal Geographical Society before touring the wider UK. She's commending the Windrush Foundation for not confining the display to Black History Month in October, but for extending it throughout the year. She expressed happiness that such a rich history will be brought to the wider British public in a meaningful way. The exhibition features more than 80 images from the Royal Geographical Society's collections and includes a number of audiovisual experiences, allowing visitors to delve deeper into individual stories. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.